This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump now holds the distinction of being the first U.S. president impeached twice in the history of the country. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached Trump on Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection last week when he rallied thousands of his supporters who then marched to the Capitol to try to overturn his re-election loss, prompting a mob demonstration that ended with five people dead. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president with just a week remaining in his four-year term. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case and now could face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. Trump released a video late Wednesday in which he made no mention of the impeachment but condemned the assault on the U.S. Capitol and pleaded for calm. The mayor of Washington, D.C. said that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. And the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is now taking a zero-tolerance policy after supporters of President Donald Trump were disruptive on some recent flights. FAA Chief Steve Dixon said under the new order he signed, the agency will no longer adjudicate certain of these unruly passenger cases with counseling or warnings. We're going straight to enforcement, he said. Dixon told Reuters the FAA's special emphasis program could last through March 30th and warned that disruptive passengers could face up to $35,000 in fines and possible jail time. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.